this time. Thank you. I want to welcome everybody to our farewell trip into retreat land. And I hope everybody has enjoyed this as much as I have, because it's been a week that I will always remember with fondness. And I think we've all made lots of new friends. And what we'd like to do today is to reminisce a little bit, and also to help plan a future. You know, we don't know what the future will hold with respect to, will our retreats be in person? Will they be on Zoom? Will we find a way to do one of each, or will we combine them somehow? We don't know any of that. We don't know what the future will hold. But what we do know is that we all have thoughts about what worked for us this week and what didn't work. And we want to share that today. We've scheduled an hour and a half for this time. I will tell you, it doesn't mean we have to use the whole thing, and it doesn't mean that we can't go a little bit over as long as everyone is agreeable. Miss Ruth is our host for today. And so she'll, if you wish to raise your hand, you can do so. But if you'd prefer not to today, what I'm going to ask is that when you want to speak, that you say your name and then wait to be recognized before you start to speak. Because if this works the way I suspect it will, more than one person's going to try at a time. So we're going to do the best we can to take turns. So don't start speaking till you've been recognized by either me or Miss Ruth. Somebody's got to tell you how you can speak. Otherwise, we will have mutiny, I think. And we don't want to have a mutiny.
We'll mute the mutiny.
That's right. Right. So I don't know, Miss Ruth, since you're, I don't know whether you have anything that you want to say, but if you do, and since you're going to be recognizing everybody, or most of us anyway, if you want to share anything, why don't you take the time to do it right now? And if you don't, that's fair, because I didn't tell anybody to, you know, they had to do this. Right.
Well, thank you. Actually, I think it went very well. I do think there were some issues for some of us hosts, in the sense that sometimes we have too many cooks. So I think the problem with muting and unmuting might be that two co-hosts were trying to unmute somebody. That might be an issue. So I'm going to look into that. But I think it went very well. People were talking about all the different topics. We were learning. I was trying to learn and work at the same time. And I threw out my neck a little bit, just a little. I had a physical therapist here yesterday, and she set me up with a way to do the Zoom without craning my neck to see with my low vision. So anyway, I've learned something personally on how to do this better for next time. And I really do think we've all learned a lot.
Okay, thank you. You know, what fascinated me the most was how many different ways people can do things, particularly in the cane travel class. I noticed that there was more than one way to learn how to do something. And so it's kind of interesting. There isn't necessarily just one right way. And that was true with most of the techniques that we learned, I think. That there was more than one way to do it. If we, you know, we heard a lot of the same things from people, but they said it all a little differently. For instance, Katie and Shannon talked about a lot of the same things, and yet they each took a different slant on a lot of it. And there's no right or wrong. It's just different. And I like that we don't have to be so precise The best example that I ever heard of that didn't come from this retreat. When I was learning things as a young blind student, I was told by the
Nancy, I'm sorry. Would you mind muting?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was.
Thank you.
What I learned was they told me you have to fold your money a different way. I don't think we talked about money, but there are a lot of bill identifiers now. They didn't exist when I was a young woman. And they told me that this is how you fold your $1 bills. This is how you fold your fives, your tens. And they'd say, you're doing it wrong. Well, if I was, as I grew older and realized that rehabilitation counselors are not the know-all, end-all, it didn't take me too long to figure that out, by the way, I discovered that I needed my own system because I would remember it best. There's no right way or wrong way, but there is, if you don't follow the same system, you won't remember what the bills were. And that's an example of not having to do things in a certain way. And I've learned that I can challenge advice and take that which makes sense to me and ignore that which doesn't. So those are my
good. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
People that came on that have phone numbers, they need to be recognized. You added 3 or 4 more people to the meeting.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So remember the rule. If you want to say something, either raise your hand or come on, you can unmute and say your name and we will recognize you.
Judy, would you mind if we start with Alice? I promised her to be first.
No, I would not mind.
Thank you. Alice, you have the floor now.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me just start off by saying I missed a meeting on our first meeting. I believe that was on Sunday the 19th. I totally did not participate. So I don't know how things were opened up at that meeting. But the thing that, first off, I want to also say I really enjoyed the retreat and was so happy to be a part of this. But I had some frustrations on the day that I was able to join, which was the following day, and that I wasn't able to participate verbally because there was an issue with my iPhone. And apparently folks weren't able to hear me, although I could hear you all clearly. But because this was supposedly an introductory training for this is my understanding that this was an introductory training. I think it would have been advantageous to have talked about how we could navigate our iPhones, because it wasn't until I spoke to someone later on that evening about how to do my hand, how I can raise my hand. That wasn't discussed in the meeting. You know, it would have been nice to have got those preliminary gestures on how we could finagle the training or be in the conference or be in the meeting, which wasn't discussed. And like I said, because I wasn't in the meeting the Sunday previously, I don't know if those things had been discussed or talked about, so I apologize. But the other thing that I thought would have been good for us is the speakers. It would have been nice if the speakers, once they came on, told us something about themselves. Not only am I new to the blind community, but I'm new to being a senior citizen. I just turned, I won't be 62 until next year. I'm only 61 young. And so a lot of things that I thought that I would learn here Although it was focused primarily on our vision or lack thereof, it would have been nice to have discussed some things about what it's like being a senior and being in the blind community. And getting back to the presenters, I think it would have been advantageous to hear a little more about their journey, how it was that they became a presenter, how long they've been in the community, and what brought them to the community. It don't have to be long, just a brief snapshot about who they are. And another thing is, because there are two groups, as I hear it, we have people in the community who were born blind, and then we have those of us who became blind because of disease or whatever illness we might have suffered during our sighted time. And so our outlook and expectations might be different. And so I think it would be nice to include a segment on how the differences are and how we can correlate and come together, or if it's possible, maybe the two sessions need to be individualized. I don't know. It would have been nice to have a segment on social etiquette. Huh?
Keep going.
Okay, it would have been nice to have a segment on social etiquette. You know, what is it like when you walk into a room and people were talking, and then once you hit the room, people stop talking? What do you do? What do you say? It would have been nice to, you know, have that type of a discussion. Another thing, maybe a segment on how do you organize your house? For me personally, I have all my stuff is piled up beside my bed because I don't know how to organize it yet. So it would be nice to have a segment on how other people in our community organize themselves around their bed if they spend time, you know, getting ready for bed at night. What do they keep near their on their bed stand, on their table stand, that kind of stuff. So I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but I had so much that, because I don't have my voice recorder yet, I don't have any way of reminding myself of things that I'd like to bring to your attention. The other thing I enjoyed immensely was the fact that Judy and Shelley reached out to me prior to the retreat to introduce themselves, and I thought that was a very nice gesture. And also, I got a call from Tom Anderson, who's going to teach me Braille. So I thought that was really neat that you made the effort to or the initiative to reach out before training began. So again, I apologize for being so long-winded, but those are my thoughts. And and I would plan to come to another retreat maybe in a couple of years to see where I am, so I can use it as a gauge to measure how far I've come along in the community. But I'm so glad that I was a part of this, and I thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Diane, wait,
hang on, everybody. I'm going to respond to some of the things that Alice said, because they were well said, and then I'll give somebody else a chance to do so as well. First of all, I want to comment on the rules for Zoom. We tried to say them early and often, and one of the things that apparently you missed, and so we have to be better at somehow notifying people, is that we had a session just before the 19th, I believe it was
September 9th,
just to learn about Zoom. And a lot of people were on that call, but you know, I'm sorry that you missed it. We also did the that you were right. We did it on the 19th again, but there, and we tried to repeat it every time, every day some, but the fact that you didn't get it is our responsibility. So we have to figure out ways to ensure that we do a better job of notification, I would say. I also would say that one of the things we tried to impress upon people that it doesn't really matter when you became blind. What is key to the success of any blind person is how you feel about it. If you are convinced that even if you don't know how to do something, you'll be okay if you can find among your blind friends, and that's one of the most important things maybe that we do in the National Federation of the Blind, is share our ideas. It doesn't matter when you became blind. If you're sure you're going to fail, you will. And we want to prevent that. Okay, so now, Diane, I think you wanted to say something.
Oh, you know me, Judy. I always want to say something. You can always count on Judy and me. Judy and I. I think that for our first, you know, this is brand new to all of us, and I want to first of all say hats off to the people, the Zoom, the hosts, and the people who had to watch the Zoom stuff. And I don't ever want to have that job. If I have it, I've got to learn a lot more than I did now, than I know now. So that will hurt me a bit. I really think it went extremely well. We're all learning. And so that's what's important. I would say, I said it during the week, and Judy said it in her own way, attitude is key to how you're going to deal with your blindness. The other thing she said, and I couldn't agree with her more, you will learn more from your blind friends than you will anywhere else, because we have, you know, we know what works for us. Now, that doesn't, we're not saying that's going to work for you, but at least it gives you some choices. We did not cover money. Now, I think that was something we should have done. You know, there is no right, well, I'm not going to do it now. I think that's something that we should have done, because it's one of the key questions. They didn't have bill identifiers. I still don't have one. I'd like to have one, but I've got my own system, and I don't even know where you get one today. So if somebody knows, tell me. We used to have them here in our state, at the Colorado Center, but I don't know, probably gave them all away, I imagine. Well, I was so impressed with the openness that everybody showed. You know, we got into some pretty deep subjects, and I think it was Alice, just that she's new to all of this. I just welcome you, Alice. I welcome everybody, no matter how long they've been blind. You never stop learning. If you do, maybe I shouldn't say this, but of course I will. I had a minister one time say, you know, he was buried. He died at 60, but he buried himself at 40, meaning he quit learning and he quit. I mean, that's how I interpreted it. And I'm sure other people interpreted it in their own way, because that's what we do. But I just cannot say enough great things about the people that were handling the Zoom aspect of it. I obviously don't know how to raise my hand, because I did that a couple of times. And I didn't feel like I was slighted. I just thought, you know, dummy, find out how high do you raise your head? Do you keep it held up there until they call on you? So, but overall, it was wonderful. So thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you, Diana. Ms. Ruth here, I'm sorry if I missed you if you had your hand raised.
No,
No. You didn't.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Okay. There's someone. There's wait, two wait. People.
Well, I'm sorry. It's Janie real quick. I think Ruth is on. I see four, a number 5020. I think that might be Ruth Sager.
No, hers is not.
No.
She doesn't okay. have five.
I'm sorry. There's someone.
I'm here. I am here, Janie. Yeah, I am here.
I thought so.
Okay. Phone number.
I would just say a couple of things. We try to cover as much material as we can, but in 1 week, and you've had 25 hours, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But obviously, we can't cover everything. Here's what I'd say about organizational stuff, real quickly. The best way to organize anything, whether it's your bedroom, your bathroom, your kitchen, your whatever, the things you use most, have out handy so you can have them. The things you need least, put away. That's the simplest mm-hmm. way to organize. There's no magic to it. There's no way that someone can teach you probably how to organize, because some people are real organized and other people never are. My husband and I are just opposites. I keep things neat and organized, and he puts it in piles, and that's what he does. So I just shut the door and let him have the piles. You know, he finds his stuff usually. So it isn't really blindness a lot of times that we think is a problem. It's maybe how we think about just ourselves and living and what we want to do. You know, if you're happy with your piles, fine. You know, I can't live that way, but other that's people true. Can. Yeah. And my sister's that way too. She's not organized. She'd never be organized. So, but she's happy and she can do, you know, I don't know how she navigates, but she does. So I would just say in any organizational something, the things you use most have out so you can get to them. The things you don't need or need as much, store away.
Good job.
Very
that's
good.
Kind of what I have to say. Great. And I think that the week went very well. Thanks. Thank that's you. All I'm going to say right now, Jenny.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. There's someone. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Judy. Let me respond to a couple of the things that Diane said and something that will apply to everyone as well. Diane probably doesn't realize it, but she has an iPhone and it has a money identifier in it, I believe. And also, you can get the money identifiers that are through the Bureau of Printing and Engraving from your regional library. They provide those. Mm. So there okay. you go, that little hint. And I want to remind everybody that we have recorded all the sessions. So if you want to know more about organizing your house, pay attention to some of the sessions that were in the second hour of the day, because and in our break time yesterday, we did record it. Katie talked a lot about organizing things, and so did Shannon. And so look for those when you get your thumb drive that has all these reminders on it of what we did talk about. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Wonderful.
Now there's someone with 4759 with their hand raised.
Okay. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'm in for the duration of the meeting. I just want to say I've already started. I've already started bragging about this seminar because I think it was one of the best seminars I've ever heard. You know, we can always improve. There's always things we can do better, but I think of all the sessions I attended, I missed a couple because of other commitments. But bottom line is, I'm looking forward to get my thumb drive of the sessions I missed. I really want to listen to them. I want to say I thought the technology was great.
Yay!
It's wonderful.
Yay! And I think that Max, he probably could have given a 5 to 8 hour seminar, but I thought he did great. I thought all of our presenters did great. I do remember most of them giving a short bio, of who they are. Time didn't permit to give maybe a more extensive one, but you know what? That's okay. You know, we only have so much time, and I really hope, and I know the wave of the future, and because of my finances, I hope that you do it virtually every year. Now, I agree, when you can, we would love to have it in person, but you know, I don't know if I would ever be able to come in person. Of course, things can change, but you know, I thoroughly enjoyed the virtual. I don't really have any real, you know, any real issues with it. I just think that, I think Judy and your staff did a great job in putting this on. And so, you know, I just say, I hope we do it next year. I just have one question. A friend of mine, she's a techie in technology for people who are blind, I guess on the iPhone and the Apple products. Could I share my sound drop with her on that station on Thursday? It was Thursday afternoon with Max. Can I do that?
The answer to that is that it's your thumb drive, so you can do whatever you want with it. And by the way, they probably won't be ready for a month or two. And we're not sure how long it's going to take us to put this together. So, you know, we can't just have it ready. But you can do whatever you want with it. I will tell you that with respect to last year's, everybody on the retreat got their own. Anyone else could have it for a price. We sold them. And so you can decide if you want to share it, you're free to do with it as you wish. But you may also want your friend to buy one if we are able to sell them again this year. So
okay, I'll tell you what. Well, okay, my friend said he'd be more than willing to buy it and to pay $50 for it. So
No.
Not $50.
Yeah, we're not going to charge $50 for the thumb drives. We'll probably charge.
Okay.
I don't remember. You know,
yeah. Well, whatever you charge. He said that she'd be more than willing to pay for it. So I guess at some point, if you can send me, you know, the address where she could send her money, you know, to get a thumb drive, if you tell them, let me know.
We will have an announcement of how to do that when they are available. And always pay attention to our website and our senior listserv. Everybody who has the ability to do it on their computers can subscribe to our senior listserv as well.
Can someone help me? I mean, I'm not, let me put it this way. I'm a computer user. I'm not good at a lot of this stuff, you know, so someone could.
Well, you'll be able to find someone, sure. You'll be able to find someone in your affiliate, I think, who can help you.
Oh, sure you can, Joe. We got all kinds of techies here.
Yes, we do. Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. So we have 9206. Would you please unmute?
Who has the last four digits of 9206?
This is 9206, Judy Nelson. First of all, let me say with everything that has been said, it was a great retreat. The speakers were wonderful. I want to go back to something Alice said in the response to that about people experiencing blindness at different ages. And I have not always been blind. I started having challenges with my eyesight for about 10 years ago, and it has progressed over the past, I would say, 13, 14 years. But how we deal with our blindness is a process. Because I have to say, when I first experienced it, and I may be able to speak for others, the response is fear, anxiety, wanting to stay home, the world is too scary, and it takes time to move past that. So to hear from someone who's experiencing the same thing is comforting, because it may help you realize, hey, you're not alone in this. And in fact, that's what the NFB showed me. I am not alone. You hear about millions of blind people, but I thought, well, where are they? Because from where I sit, I'm the only one. I'm the only one anxious. So that is a process that we go through. And I have learned people only feel sorry for myself if I'm sorry for me, if I'm pitiful and feel sorry for myself. We need confidence, but that takes time. So that would be helpful. The other thing, I thought the technology was great. I would tweak that a little bit to gear it more towards people who know nothing. Like if this is their first senior retreat, if they have an iPhone that they know nothing, they don't even know what to do with it. Because when I got mine, I thought, I am not. And I put it in the closet. I'm like, uh-uh. No, I can't be bothered with this. But now I have learned. It was brought up, the seeing AI. I would have done a really, first of all, I would talk just a little more about it. And I would have demonstrated, here's what seeing AI can do.
Same Judy?
Be my yes.
This is Janie. And good news. We did that last year at the retreat. And the first thing we did was Steve Cook and I presented the iPhone. And I was a senior who had pretended to be a senior. You'll get it on the senior website. Our senior division website has the link. Or maybe you can buy last year's thumb drive and we can send it to you. But I pretended to be a senior that got a present from my kids. And I went like this. My kids gave me an iPhone and I don't know what to do with it. Help! And that's how the session started. So that's there. And we also did the Seeing AI app a little more in depth. We did that whole thing. So that may be of interest to you. I also have it. Yes. If you want to get in touch with me, I can send you a lot of information about both of those.
Yeah, okay. That is absolutely good to know. The iPhone is such an incredible device. If you know how to use it, starting with as simple as, okay, how do I change my settings to use VoiceOver? Yeah. The other thing I would say to anyone this would benefit from, it is more beneficial to get someone blind to help you learn your iPhone. Then my sighted daughter tried to help me. And I said, well, how do you turn it off? And then when she left, I put it in the closet. I just put it in the closet. So that's nice to know. Last year at the retreat, I didn't have an iPhone. So I probably fell completely on deaf ears. Didn't have one, didn't want one, didn't know how to use one. Forget it. But yeah, so, but it was a wonderful retreat. And I look forward to actually being able to do this in person. I love the cane travel. It helped some. I have very little cane travel. Still waiting for Department of Rehabilitative Services to sign me up for O&M. Been waiting for a while, but you know, with COVID and all that, you know, I'll just be patient. So that was helpful, but you know, there's nothing like doing it in person. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Now, Jennifer, a Jersey girl, has her hands raised. I'll ask you to unmute, please.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Uchinow from New Jersey. I want to thank you for an absolutely outstanding retreat. I know how much hard work goes into putting something like this together. And Janie Degenshine, please don't kill me, but I am not a techie, folks. And I tremendously appreciate the fact that you allowed me to use my landline and listen in. I think the topics that you covered were just absolutely incredible. Clearly, I don't get the technology. No offense to anyone. I will in the future.
But... Oh, no, we're not offended.
Okay, thank you. I'm being honest. But there was just so much information, and just off the cuff, one of the things that I never realized, I don't have an Alexa, but I was truly in awe about the capabilities that she, he, it has, and maybe Santa Claus will bring me one for Christmas, and I want to commend you for having the nutritionist, the dietitian on the retreat. I was on last year's retreat, and I don't remember one being on there, and no. I think it was clearly evident. Thank you. My recall is correct then. Thank you. It was evident by the number of questions that were asked that we could all benefit from that. And especially now during the pandemic, many of us are staying put. I know that my shop right in New Jersey had a dietitian, but because of COVID, I can't meet with her. And because I don't Zoom, that throws me right over the edge. So I want to thank you for including that. I think you guys did a dynamite job. Janie Degenshine did not pay me to say this. So thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Jen.
Let me comment, Jennifer. Don't ever say that you don't do Zoom because you just did it all week. And that will allow you to participate in anybody else's Zoom in the same manner. Because if you did it this week, you can do it just with your landline. That's how I started. I always did that. And by the way, my view is that I never want a phone that's smarter than I am.
Thank you. Oh,
there you go.
Just got a point there.
Next.
Technology has taken over the world.
Yes, it is.
So, Jody has her hand raised. I'm just going to ask you to unmute, please.
Alert explained. Audio now unmuted.
There you go.
Hi, I'm Jody. I'm still in Kansas, guys.
Okay.
Listen, I really, really enjoyed that. This is great. You know, I'm learning new things. Now I'm going to run out and get some safety pins. And I had to get those rubber bands. My goodness.
Yes. Yeah.
I know we could do that kind of stuff. And I really like the technology. And just, it's just so nice, you know, listening to other people, you know, because I can't. You know, go to my chapter members. Hey, Tom Anderson, please tell me, how do you do this? You know, they say, oh, you're going crazy, Jody, but, you know, I can't talk to other blind people. So this is really great. I'm so happy, you know, we did it virtually, you know.
Jamila has left.
That's all I have to say. I don't have any other issues, you know. Okay. I really enjoyed this. Thanks.
Thank you, Jody.
Jody, I don't know why you say you can't go to your other chapter members. You might want to talk to Tom Anderson about that, because I think you can. That doesn't mean that you can go to any of them. You know, we're all human beings, and some of us are nicer than others of us. And so
it's just so nice talking to you guys about all the, you know.
Yeah, well, we know we're the best, but that's,
oh, yes,
that's right.
Thanks. Not to brag.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad to have you, Joe. Okay, who's next?
No other hands raised, but may I make one comment, please?
Sure.
Oh,
yes.
And then Dana will be next. Alice had an interesting point too about introducing ourselves. And I know that on other calls, I've heard people actually describe themselves and the setting that they're in. Do you think that would benefit? Like for me to say, I'm Ruth Williams, I have red hair,
I have an opinion about that, but I don't know if I think sometimes we're better off not knowing that.
Hmm. Why do you say that?
People make judgments. They look at you and they think, that woman is not someone I want to talk to.
Really? Oh, just based on description?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, based on what they see.
Hmm.
You know, they make judgments about you when people first meet you, and we do it too as blind people, own a voice, and to know someone, you change your view of them, and it usually has nothing to do with what you see. So
I guess from my perspective, I do have some low vision in one eye, and I think that I like the idea of describing at least your environment, your setting. If you look out the window, I'm surrounded by some beautiful trees. There's two bluebirds sitting out there. I can tell you their names as they've been around for a while. I like the idea of setting a scene because I'm a writer, but I can see what you're saying about people will form opinions based on those visuals.
This is Diane. We all do that. Whether we're blind or sighted, we try not to be judgmental. And some days it works and other days it doesn't. But that's because we're human. You know, we don't want to change that. We don't want to turn into robots or something like that. So we have to learn how to cut our own slack for ourselves. I know I may have said this earlier in the week, but to talk to yourself as though you were talking to one of your friends that you loved. And I think there's so much in that when you think it through.
Beautiful, Diane. That's really lovely.
I love it. I love it. And I'm incorporating that in my... It's really... We are our own hardest judges. There's no question of that.
Yes.
And so I've really been trying to start doing that. Something that you do have to work at. It's like developing a positive attitude. That doesn't come overnight. And some days you're better than others. But just keep working on it. Don't give up. I think if you are brand new and you do not have a chapter, I encourage people to get into your local chapters. You say you don't know how. Well, somebody can find out for you, and a lot of people on this call, maybe they can help you. So that's really important. As somebody said earlier, I've learned more from my blind friends. Well, I didn't have any rehab training, but I've been doing all right all my life. I was very fortunate in that I had a very wonderful two wonderful parents, mostly my mother, because I grew up. My stepfather was great, but she was really the teacher of the two, and that's okay. But really knowing that you are a person that you can love, that's key.
Well put. Thank you, Diane. Dana has her hand up.
Yeah. Anna? And I'm unmuted.
Yes.
I think I've learned more about unmuting and muting this week. And it's not just hit Alt A, because just for people who need to know this, and I had not experienced this. There are other parts in this Zoom thing that you can get in, like the first time today that I hit Alt A, it said somebody had joined the meeting, whoever it was, don't recall, don't care. Anyway, and I thought, okay, so I remember from the last time that this happened and everybody was going, unmute, hit Alt A, and I'm hitting Alt A like nutty, like crazy. So anyway, I just tabbed over and it says, got it. And so whatever that means, I've never seen this before, but you just hit the space bar and there you go. And
I can explain that. Explain that. So when the recording has started, there's a screen that comes up. I don't know it, but I mean, I can't see it, but I know there's a screen that comes up and it'll say, I know this is being recorded. I accept the fact that it's being recorded. Got it. And then you have to click that. And then you're in. After you do that one time and you leave your phone on, it'll stay, you don't have to do that anymore.
Right, I'm on a computer.
Okay, after you click that, then you don't have to do it either way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody gets that message.
But I didn't know that. So that in case that should happen to anybody else, it's good to know, because you know, you can hit Alt A till the cows come home.
Yeah.
You're never
It's actually a brand new edition. We never had.
Oh, that's why we've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen it either. Right. And I'm like,
I don't always. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Okay. Okay. What I was going to say was, I'm so glad I signed up for this. I have really enjoyed it. I think what I've enjoyed probably the most is just the discussion on the different topics that we've had, and the fact that recognizing that we are all individuals. Some of us, for instance, like to go through the airport, I don't care if it's Atlanta or where it is, and do it by asking questions and getting around. I have a friend that does that all the time. She travels a lot. She wouldn't do it any different. Me, I find it terribly stressful. And even in our own airport, which I go maybe 3 times a year, I don't have good visualization of it. So I get assistance and I'm fine with that, because that's me. I don't expect other people to do it like I do. I'm glad that other people aren't going to judge me for what I do, because I know what I need to do.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed it all. I enjoyed the speakers that Glenn Crosby had. I particularly was glad to know about the accessible pharmacy, and I'm going to be checking into that. I am really pleased to know that information. And I thought we got really good information from everyone. I would say, by the way, instead of safety pins, if you want, they do make what are called sock sorters. I have found that safety pins over time can put holes in your socks. And sock sorters you can buy from the independence market. And I have several kinds and I really do prefer them. And I need to use them because we have our cycle for independence. We haven't had it real live for 2 years, but every year, all the riders who are mostly the sighted community but we do, if we ride, you know, and participate, we get our socks. We get different socks every year. And I probably have 20 pair of Cycle for Independence socks. So I need to keep them sorted in sock sorters so I don't mismatch them. Although there is a style of mismatch that you can actually do. It's called little mismatch. But anyway, I don't want to arbitrarily, accidentally do a mismatch. But anyway, these sock sorters are another way. And I thought I would just mention it. Let's see, the other thing, I just enjoyed getting to know everyone. I hope we get a participant list with our thumb drive. So we can stay in contact.
The only way that we could do that is to get everybody's permission. So we're not going to just do it. If we find that there's a lot of interest, we'll try to figure out a way to put it together. We did not do it last year, and I don't remember discussing why we did or didn't. But
Judy, this is Ruth. Yes, we did it last year. What we did was have people send an email. I guess it was to Robert last year.
Okay.
But they will need to send an email if you want, because there are some people who, or some people prefer just a phone number. Other people didn't want phone number. They wanted their email address. So I guess what we'd have to decide is who they should send the email to, and then that person needs to create the list, because, you know, that honors the people and what they want.
Oh, sure.
Their name, their phone number, or their name, their email, or their name and both email and phone number. But people do have preference. But we did have last year about 33 people that wanted to, and they did, and then we sent that email out to people.
Okay, maybe when this is over, I can talk to you about how we did, how we knew who wanted what.
And we'll
try and put it together. And if you don't want to be on the list, you won't be, you know, so that's
good just idea.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, it'll be nice to have some people's emails and or phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's pretty much my comments. It's great. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I did it. It's been really good.
And we're glad you're here too, Dan. I have to agree with you about the airport. I'm sorry. Even when this is Ms. Ruth, when I had full sight, I found the airport challenging. I always have to ask for help. So I agree with you on that. I'm sorry, Diane was saying?
I was just going to say we talked about keeping your socks matched. Well, what about keeping your shoes matched? One of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me is I had on two different shoes. And they felt alike. Well, I didn't make that mistake again, because what I did, I put a piece of scotch tape on the, you know, you have your right shoe and your left shoe. So I put scotch tape on each sole so that I didn't do that. That was really bad. I just was so embarrassed. Do you know your shoes don't match? And you go, oh, gosh, what do you say? I said, I thought they did, but if they don't, I'll figure out how to make that work. So that was my solution. We do come up with our own solutions so much at a time.
This is Judy. I did it on the way to the airport. And at the time, my mother was driving. She noticed it. She turned around and went back. But I think I caught my plane. I don't
And Judy Nelson has her hand raised. I'll ask her to unmute, please.
Okay, Judy Nelson again. For those of you who have problems with your shoes, well, you know, I can relate to that. I went and performed in my church choir with mismatched earrings once, but my hair is long.
Oh, yeah.
I hope nobody. But for shoes, I keep my shoes in the box. When I buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
In there.
Yes.
About all
I do some of that too.
Yeah, I have been on in it, and I haven't been able to figure out when Alt A is a challenge and when it isn't. It just depends on what Zoom conference I'm in.
But I have pressed Alt A and it gave me something that I didn't want. But if you keep tabbing, eventually it will say mute, unmute,
right.
Press R. If it says button, when it says button, that means hit the space bar. So just keep tabbing. Now the got it, you gotta acknowledge that you got it before you can tab to anything
that's
else.
Right. And you also have that, if you're on your computer, you have to make sure that the window that you're in is the Zoom window, the correct Zoom window.
Absolutely.
Otherwise,
Walter
does nothing. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, good.
Tab to the correct window.
Very good.
And now Ursula has her hand raised. Ursula?
Hi.
Ursula.
Hi. I just want to say I had no idea what to expect about this whole retreat. And I said, oh, my gosh, 5 hours a day on Zoom? I'll never handle it. But by Friday, I was so exhilarated. I actually felt great. I loved hearing everybody speak, and I want to do it again next year. It was
okay.
So nice. And Janie, I love the tech stuff.
Oh,
bonus points.
Okay, extra credit.
I'm convinced that Janie's got a racket going.
She must.
But I want to put so much into practice. And Cindy has been teaching me Braille, and I am so fascinated. She is amazing. And I hope to continue later on with Hadley. So thank
good
you for
girl.
All that information.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's great.
Okay, no other hands raised?
Well, how would you like a door prize?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I would. Thank
yeah.
you.
I would right. love that.
Gotta
so
be here.
Person. There's only one person from this state
ooh.
On the retreat.
Oh, mysterious.
And it is Montana. So it's Jeff oh. Hayworth. Jeff.
What was that? What was that name?
Is Jeff? Here?
I don't see it, but could he Jeff be one of the...
Well, if he's not here, then he can't win it.
He's not here. He doesn't get the prize.
Well, now, let's see who these two numbers are. Let me just ask.
Sure.
Numbers ending 1832. Would you just identify yourself, please?
If we have 5057, that's Jeff.
No, we don't.
Okay, with the draw again.
So the second alternative is Sandy Halverson.
Oh,
yes, we have Sandy.
Sandy,
good, yay!
Hey, good, good.
Sandy, let me ask her to unmute. She has her hand raised. Thank you. Would you please unmute?
All right. I'm happy to have a prize.
Yes.
We need an acceptance speech.
I accept.
Okay, there you go. Right to the point.
That you're getting $10 from the NFB of New Jersey.
Well, thank you, NFB of New Jersey and,
you're
and
welcome.
Janie.
You're
yes.
welcome.
Very good.
Welcome.
So. Well, could I make a comment after my acceptance?
Oh, of course.
Yes, please do.
Of course.
And notice she's making it afterwards. So
I know.
one of the things I really liked about this week was if the presenters were talking about something that didn't work, like yesterday when Shelley was cooking, and I think any of us who have ever cooked anything at any time in our lives, sometimes it just doesn't go the way it usually does, or it used to, or you thought it should. She didn't get rattled. She didn't fall apart. She just said, well, I don't know why this is doing this, so I'm going to do this. And she had another solution to it. Yeah. And I've known Shelley for a long time, but I had never observed at her cooking classes. And I really enjoyed that. I thought that was very good. And I thought it was good that people were accepting of the fact that there isn't just one way to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's been said earlier,
right.
but it sure makes
right.
a difference.
Right.
And I also hope that, I mean, I don't know if we have, I know that Nancy has participated. I don't know if we have other Virginians. I hope we do. And I also hope that people who are participating this week will try to find a local senior division in the state where you live. And if that doesn't work, an at-large chapter or the chapter of the NFB.
Right.
you.
Right, the at-large. Thank you for mentioning that, because we have an at-large chapter. I don't know if they're all seniors. I just don't know. So anyway, but that's a very good idea.
We have an at-large chapter, and it's a mix. There are some seniors in it, and there are some younger folks.
Right.
And
yeah, I think that's the way ours is too.
Janie Degenshine?
Go ahead, Janie.
Oh, I'd like to say something. Is it okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, great. Oh, cool. So I want to thank everybody for coming out of their own comfort zones, whatever they may be, to join us this week. It's been a real pleasure for all of us to share with you and for you to share with us. I know Judy and I behind the scenes had some fun laughs when this was going on about getting it all together, and with Ruth Sager and the group of the National Senior Division Board and officers, you're in good hands. They're all compassionate, competent, confident people. I love being on the board of the Senior Division National, and I'm thrilled to be working with some of these people, and I'm thrilled to be working with you guys. Know that all of our doors are always open. We're always available. We always want to help. And in your own state, I'm sure you have similar people that will help you. If that doesn't happen, I'm a big person on listservs. So the listservs, did I sing the listserv song during the week? I never did. Did I?
Oh, please do sing it.
Okay.
Sing it.
Yeah.
This one's for the New Jersey Techdiv list. So if you're a beginner, like my friend, was that Judy Nelson? Who spoke that needed help? Anyway, you could join the New Jersey Tech Division listserv. It's on the NFB Net division list. So you can search for it for any of the divisions. There's 260 different divisions in the NFB, all kinds of things. Mm. And they're wonderful. And you would Google NFB Net and put it in the search bar and click enter. And the list will come up and populate, and it's in alphabetical order generally, but you'll find something. But in the, anyway, so here's the song for the tech div. Join the listserv, sign up today, and get your questions answered right away. Finding solutions for all things tech. Just join our listserv on NFB Net. That's New Jersey Tech Div. Yay. Thank you. I find listservs, I've been doing listservs for years. And a listserv is basically you sign up, you register, however they make you register. Usually there's a link, a web address that you click on. You probably have to fill in your name, address, not your phone number, but your email address. And there might be a check for something else, and submit it. Another easy way to join a listserv, if you really need to, is ask your local chapter or division to talk to Dave Andrews. We've done that before for people that can't register or sign up. He will do it for you. In fact, Judy, you can send him a whole list of people, and we can do a listserv that might be possible for the retreat. And then people can talk about the retreat and all the findings they have throughout the year. That might be an idea to make a listserv of that. In any event, I get great ideas from listservs. I'm on a lot of course, technology division listservs. I'm on Matt's listserv. There's one for Amazon Echo. Let's say you get an Echo for the first time and you don't know what to do. You can ask all kinds of questions. There's a newsletter. There's so much information just given.
Wait, are you talking about on the NFB site? There's an Amazon list?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
On the NFB site, the NFB site is done. Now I'm talking about listservs in general. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't state that. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, I'm just talking about listservs in general. There's one for Windows 10. There's one for, you know, using an iPhone, Apple, all kinds of things. The Tech Juggernaut, his is great. He has podcasts and everything. But anyway, they do give you a lot of email. Some of them are more populated than others. You can put them in different kinds of views. One will be called a daily view or a digest view, which means you get one email, and in that one email are all the activity for the day. That may be the way you want to go. Me, I like to get everything just when it comes in and my inbox is populated. But in any event, know that there's a lot of services for you out there. And if you ever need help, I would love for you to email me contact me. I'm always available. Anything tech, if I can help you, I will. So just know that. And I just love you all. I'm so happy that you got comfortable enough to share from the get-go and to feel confident about yourselves. I want to leave you with just one thought. You've all heard of the ADA. And my ADA is this. First comes anger, then comes denial. And finally, with the help, God willing, of good people, comes acceptance. And once you can accept it, you can move forward in your life and you will have a better life with all of us. So take that with you as you
do. I love that.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Janie.
Thank you.
That seems like we should close right now.
Well, I didn't mean to do it that way. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
There is one raised hand, though. There's
No, we are at least open till 1:30 if people want us to be. So I didn't. It just was so finishing.
Yeah. That was good. Actually, that was a good end note. She can do that again later.
Who has their hand raised?
You won't remember. I'll do it again in 10 minutes. You won't remember.
All right. 5559.
Linda DeBardenas.
Oh, hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Ruth.
Jersey girl.
I would just like to thank all the host administrators, all the lead people, and all the presenters for a great week. Thank you all very much.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Thank you,
so
Linda.
Kind.
We're glad you were there.
Now, I'm sorry, I don't know who came first, Joe or Pearl. Oh, I'm sorry, Diane. Joe and Pearl have their hands raised. I believe that Joe might have been first. Joe, go ahead, please.
Yeah, is Shelly still on the phone?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
We were going to exchange phone numbers. Is there a way that I can get her phone number or give you all mine and maybe
I'll pass it on if you feel. Joe, I'll tell her you want it and we'll see. We'll try and get you together. We don't want to give it to you now.
Okay. So Pearl has her hand raised. Pearl, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to thank everyone, you know, for the presenters and all the information. I was one of the person that said 5 hours a day. How can I do that? And those 5 hours went by so quickly. I thank you all so much, and I love that ADA.
Yes.
And I also have one. My friend said, "Well, how do you do this? How do you?" I said, "Oh, with Gigi. Who is Gigi?" I said, "God's grace."
Yes.
That is what I do.
Some
days I wake up, and if depression tried to set in, I said, "Look, I don't have time." I get up, I will start singing a song, I will smile, I'll call someone, I'll do something different. And my motto is keep it moving. Whatever you do, call someone, but especially make yourself happy first.
That's right.
Make yourself happy and you can make others around you happy. And I read this book by Yanla, I think Van Zandt. She talked about the NTP, the negative thought process. Get rid of that, even with sighted people. And there are times I've been in conversation, somebody will say something negative, and I wouldn't say anything either. I would change the conversation because you don't have to answer everything somebody said.
That's right.
And I was listening to some gospel music, and this man gave a very thought-provoking word. He said, if you are letting someone drive you crazy, you gave them the keys.
Ooh.
I said, oh, my. I really thank you all so much for what I've heard, what I plan to do. Yes, I do have an iPhone.
All
I do is text and call. So I am going to get trained on this iPhone. My son used to work for Verizon, so he can help me. But he, he lives miles away and he has a family stuff. But he said, "Mom, I will come help you with your iPhone and your iPad." But the pandemic hit. But that's okay. I have thoroughly enjoyed this week and look forward to next year. Y'all, please be blessed and stay safe.
Thank you, Pearl.
This is Diane.
Okay.
Let's see. Wait, is there anyone?
There's one more person. 3144.
That's
you mind?
Dolores Wright.
Oh, hi, Dolores. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
I would just like to say first, I thank God, and I thank God for all of you. And I just really enjoyed myself. And I was one of those that stayed on the phone. I was one of those that gave Jane at the last minute. I had a hard time. She was on a trip, and I'm calling her because of Ursula. Dolores, you got to register. And I called Jane. So I thank you, Jane. And I thank everybody, all the speakers, all everybody. I got information. It's just too much for me to remember because I'm an old lady. So I hope y'all send that thumb drive out because of the information I do want to use. And by the way, I will be studying Braille every Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Dolores.
So Diane
was trying to speak.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Somebody had said earlier that they wish they knew more about us individually, a longer bio or more detail. We did that on the very first day. I called it a meet and greet. I suppose that's what I think it was. We did do that. And then, at least for me, so much more information came out. Yeah, 25 hours in a week. It takes up a lot of time. I did every day except yesterday, and then I had company from out of town. So, but it was well worth it. So just remember that this time we did it on the first day, and I don't think it does hurt to repeat it later on in the week.
That's a good point. Now, Joe has his hand raised.
Yeah, I would just like to, again, thank you all so much. I really look forward to next year, and I'd be more than willing to share my email and address with anybody or phone number who would like to have it. So if you put together a list, you know, that would be great. I'd be more willing to share. So I just want to say God bless all of you. I hope all of you have a very blessed weekend, and I really look forward to next year. So I'm going to return back to my NFB of Royal Chapter meeting. But once again, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Donna from Chicago.
Yes, Donna.
There she is. I love the way you say that. Donna, yeah. I love that. It makes me think of being...
Wait. You're both talking at once. Go ahead, Donna.
Oh, I'm the 1832.
Oh, thank you.
I just really impressed on how knowledgeable and dedicated you all are. It's been really very enlightening. And I love the comments from other attendees. And I think a listserv would be a really nice way to still kind of keep in contact, even though it's kind of anonymous in a way. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna.
I'm glad that you were a part of this. And I would remind everybody to, if you're not already doing it, to get to know your local chapter of the NFB, because it's just the beginning for you if you want it to be. And if you can't find out where that is, let me know and we'll find it for you. Because of course, you know, they're all over, and so we don't have them at the top of my head.
Very good. No other hands raised.
Janie wants to comment.
Please do.
Sure.
Janie.
I just want to say, you know, I worked with the seniors for my whole life. I was a teacher back in the day. I taught music. I probably didn't say that, Alice. You would have loved to know my whole bio there. But I taught professionally. I'm a flutist. I taught little kids how to learn their first notes on an instrument. I taught band to elementary. It was just the most wonderful thing. And teaching seniors, and I don't mean this derogatorily, is the same thing. Right? They're like a child for the first time. They're learning something for the first time. And when they finally get something for the first time, I'm as excited for them as they are for themselves. I just love it.
Yeah.
And one of the things I learned early on is, as many of you state, a lot of people are in the wrong space attitude wise. So one of the things I do is, and it might be something that you can take with you. When people call me and they start out with, you don't know my situation, I can't see, I'm 86 and I can't see. And they go through this whole thing. I said, I understand, I hear you. Hold on 1 second, please. And I, you know, those old digital timers, They go tit 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 tit. Remember, you used to time yeah. For your food.
Yeah.
I put it on 10 minutes, and I let them talk, and then eventually it goes off, ding, and the person says, "What's that?" I said, "That's time for the pity party to start, and you to learn how positive you're going to be about your life." And so they would call me later on and say, "Janie, that really worked." So I encouraged everybody when they first come and they start, I say, "Wait a minute. You have to put the alarm on for 10 minutes. Tell your Alexa 10 minutes. And that's all you have. After that, it's going to be positive from then on. You're allowed to, to grieve. And you're allowed
to
grieve.
That's good.
Yeah. I like that.
So very just a good. Thought.
Yeah. And Dana has her hand raised. Dana?
I just wanted to make sure that we don't leave this call without a person to send our information to, because unless we're just decided that we're all going to join a listserv that Dave Andrews will set up. And if that's what we
that's my suggestion. And then people, if they don't want it, they can opt out of it. You know what I mean? I think that's sure. Just a suggestion, Judy. It's the easiest. We'll just give the list of people that were on this call.
I'm going to suggest that if we do it, it be a closed listserv.
That's correct. Closed listserv that we can just the 42 people and maybe the presenters and if they want to be in it too, or the people that were the Zoom hosts, they may want to be.
Would you like us? I don't even know if we can do it, so don't hold me to do this. Would we like to include the people from last year's retreat?
Oh, please, Judy.
That'd be important.
Well, I mean, we all have something in common. We all went through the same experience. And a lot of people are the same people, by the way.
I think that's positive. Right. I mean, of the 60 people from last year, probably 25 at least returned, don't you think?
Yeah. I bet that's right.
I think that's perfect. If we can combine the lists.
If we can't, if we can't find somebody, we're not going to sweat over it, but we can try.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this way, everybody can respond right on the list. It'd be perfect. Just like sending an email to the group.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my suggestion. I think that's the easiest way to do it.
Oh, and I just wanted to say, Janie, you did say you gave that you were a flutist in your history, because you and I talked about it briefly when I said I
played. Yeah. Yeah. You
oh, that's right. That's right.
Bio.
That's right. My buddy.
Yep.
There we go.
This is Diane. All I wanted to say was I loved how Donna would say, "This is Donna from Chicago." This reminds me of back in the day when a whole bunch of us went to D.C., Washington, D.C., every year to educate Congress people and maybe somebody else's. Because when they would then come in to say how their meeting went, I worked on all of that too, and that's what they would say. And then we'd say, "Well, hold on, let me pull your state," and then we'd ask, "Who did you see, and what were their comments? Now, we refined that a lot too. Some people wanted to give you information on the whole meeting, and when you got 50, 60 people, it really got busy late in the afternoon. And we all did want to eat dinner. And then, of course, we had to have a meeting after dinner. I tell you, the NSB, we're the beatenest outfit I had known anything about. And we also get more done than any organization I've ever been involved. That's why I've been here this long. Thank you all for your time.
This is Don from Chicago. I just hope you didn't think I was from the mafia or something.
No. Oh, that never crossed my mind, Donna. That was great.
All right, let's see who else we've got. If we are good, then...
No more racing.
All right. I want to thank everybody. This has been most informative, this last session. And let's end the recording. Yeah.